They perish, they perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. And a cheerful greeting to each and every listener of the Mission Trail broadcast. It is indeed a pleasure to come your way once again with a gospel message which we hope will find lodging in every good and honest heart. To our new listeners, let me say that we print these messages and mail them weekly to those who request them. If you're not already on our mailing list, be sure to send us your name and address. They're mail free, without a subscription price or a charge. We trust the Lord to supply the means to keep His word going forth through the mail and over the air. Your cooperation is appreciated. We do desire your prayers also. Let us pick up now where we left off on our last broadcast. We're dealing with this text of Scripture. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. We noticed previously that the folks who didn't like to retain God in their knowledge were given over to a reprobate mind, being filled with wickedness of many sorts, because they chose rather to live after their own fleshly desires than to walk after the Spirit. Perhaps a warning would be in order right here to those who have known the truth and deviated from it. Once a person turns their back on the truth, they become blinded, and often they put darkness for light and evil for good. Now, look what happened to these folks of whom Paul was writing. First, God gave them up unto vile affections. They followed the fleshly lusts of their own sensual desires. They changed the natural use of the sexes, and their passions led them into many unseemly things. And in verse 29, we see that they were filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whispers. Can you think of any sins which are not covered in this catalog? Some of the people of our modern day are endeavoring to change even the moral laws which God has placed in the hearts of boys and girls as they grow into manhood and womanhood. But by the authority of the Scriptures, I declare to you that these evils which are listed in this first chapter of Romans are wrong and sinful. It matters not who teaches or who practices otherwise. Then the Scriptures go right on in the next few verses and list some other things which accompany those who teach and practice such an ungodly way of living. Listen, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Not long ago, I was reading a newspaper account of a certain fashion designer who rose from a very low financial standing to one of prominence and was well known in the United States after coming here from Europe. He designed clothing for movie actresses and others who required special formal designing in their dress. But from the report of this designer, there was one thing I appreciated. It might come as somewhat of a surprise to you as it did to me. Do you know what he thought? He thought the trend of our day has gone entirely too far in exposing the bareness of the human body. He had had enough designing for those folks who did not wear enough clothing to be decent in appearance. I say amen. It is time that someone spoke out against the trends of our day. And my friend, God is counting on you and on me to take our stand for the truth. I too would like to go on record as being in agreement with these verses found in Romans, which cry out against the wickedness of men and of women. Friends, it would be worth your while to read and study this first chapter of Romans. Notice this final verse, 32. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now, if you don't want to be condemned with the wicked, you must not only be cleansed from your own wickedness, but you must take no pleasure or delight in folks who do the things that are evil. All right, here we can have a choice. We can choose the way downward, or we can choose God's way, which is upward. This chapter gives us one of the finest views of the gospel of Christ to be met with anywhere. It is God's method of saving a lost world in a way which the world could never have imagined. It is more than human. It is a glorious and divine truth that Christ died for the ungodly. God's plan is essentially necessary to the salvation of man and fully adequate to the purpose of its institution. Though it is an extension of the old covenant, wherein the blood of sheep and cattle were offered for sacrifices for sin, yet this new and living way which Christ has brought to us with the shedding of his blood is far superior and is as different from the old as the person is from the picture which represents it, and as the substance is from the shadow that is projected by it. There are no excluding causes in it. It is for the Jew and for the Greek, for the wise and for the unwise, for all the nations of the universe and for all the individuals of those nations. And yet, friends, the sad part of it is that so many times it is rejected by the wise and the learned of our day. Let us come down from our own learning and wisdom to accept the wisdom and the plan of God. God's plan includes the Indians, the Chinese, the Japanese, the African, and the European. His grace is free as the air we breathe. His plan was not designed for one nation. But don't forget this verse from Acts 17:31, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Therefore, just as God's mercy and forgiveness is free to all, even so his judgment is going to fall upon all who refuse to accept his grace. Listen to this poem, The Course of the World. Carelessly drifting, the world rushes on. For pleasure and folly in madness they run. Allured by the glitter, the pride, and the show, so careless and thoughtless, still onward they go. Unheeding the voice of the watchman on high, oh, turn ye, oh, turn ye, for why will ye die? Carelessly drifting away from their God, away from his people, away from his word, bewitched and enchanted with sin's siren song. They plunge in the whirlpool of folly and wrong, forgetting the holy, the pure, and the true. Still onward the follies of sin they pursue. Carelessly drifting, the wise and the great, the rich and the poor, alike go to their fate. For gold and for silver, for honor and fame, so blinded and deluded, their glory's their shame. Forsaking true wisdom and knowledge for dross, they seek for mere bubbles. How great is their loss! Carelessly drifting from Jesus and right, still farther and farther in sin's blackest night, the prayers and the tears of loved ones they crush, like filth in the street as onward they rush, hardening their heart as an adamant stone, rejecting the blood for their sins to atone. Carelessly drifting from heaven and home, from bright fields Elysian forever to roam, far, far from God's mercy, His smiles and His love, to suffer forever neath His wrath from above. The blackness of darkness they choose for their fate, they awake to their doom when, alas, 'tis too late. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're glad that even in a world of sin and shame, there is a plan and a way through Christ by which we can be saved. We're grateful for thy redeeming grace. We're glad that he is able to save to the uttermost all them that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Bless the broadcast to each listener, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, would you like to be free from the world and its sins? Then you need to come to Christ and be a member of his body. Listen to this song, Beautiful, Peaceful Zion. The singers, Bob Forbes, Randall Flynn, Melvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
Beautiful, peaceful Zion, we've heard of thy wonders of old, and out of the ages rising, the city of light we behold. Coming to me, Zion, we come to thee. Coming to me, coming with joy to thee. Beautiful, holy Zion, O mountain of glory divine, we come to thy peaceful summit, where heavenly songs ever chime. Coming to me, Zion, we come to thee. Coming with joy to thee. Welcome the joyful tidings of Zion, the mountain of love. 'Tis freedom from Babel's bondage, and coming that freedom we prove.
This message has been brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Coming with joy to